a letter to her middle son during his middle school years, focusing on purpose, discipline, and the narrow path. Dear son, your dad, as a high school coach, often reminds his teams to live with no regrets. What he means is simple. Show up fully. In training, in effort, in discipline. Don't hold back what you are capable of in that moment. Train with intention, because small habits eventually become who you are. The same is true in life. You are building yourself every day, through how you treat people, how you handle responsibility, and how you respond when things are not exciting or easy. There are different ways to move through the world. Some people only do what is visible or rewarded. Others quietly build consistency, character, and trust over time. The second path is not louder, but it lasts longer. It shows up in how you help without being asked. It shows up in how you follow through when no one is watching. It shows up in choosing what is right, even when it is not the easiest option. That is what discipline looks like for someone like you. As the middle child, you've often had to find your own way. With older siblings ahead of you, a younger brother behind you, and a busy family around you, you've learned what it means to adapt. Hand-me-downs, second turns, and waiting your time. That experience builds something important: awareness of others. You have a natural empathy that not everyone develops. That is a strength. It gives you the ability to understand people, to notice what they need, and to respond with care. At the same time, you also have a sharp, creative mind. You are a problem solver, and that combination matters. There will be paths where you can use both, where you build, create, and serve in ways that genuinely improve other people's lives. Keep developing your skills so you can also take care of yourself along the way. People who serve others well also learn how to sustain themselves. That balance matters. You don't have to get everything right at once. Growth is steady, not instant. Keep asking for direction. Stay attentive to what feels right, and keep moving forward step by step. A few questions to carry with you. Where do you naturally step in to help without being asked? What habits keep you steady when things feel uncertain? What does being reliable actually look like in your daily actions? How do you want people to feel after they've worked or lived alongside you? Never doubt how much I love you. And remember, I am your biggest cheerleader. Love, Mom.